The huge African-American turnout, which helped elect Barack Obama, has had an unexpected side effect in California. Black voters made up quite a large proportion of the narrow majority that passed a proposition banning gay marriage in the state. Proposition 8, as it was called, is seen as a big setback by the gay and lesbian movement in America. Paula Kruger reports.
The legality of 18,000 California marriages are uncertain today after the state narrowly voted 52% in favour of a ban on same-sex marriages. It was a heartbreaking defeat for the gay rights movement and closed a four-month window of opportunity for the state's same-sex couples. In May this year, a lawsuit against a previous ban led to the Supreme Court giving legal status to same-sex couples and allowed gay marriage in California. But opponents quickly came up with Proposition 8, a constitutional amendment that states marriage is between a man and a woman. Proposition 8 became the focus of the most expensive social issues campaign in US history, with rival sides raising a combined $100 million. Much of it was raised by the religious right and was poured into a major advertising campaign.
Mom, guess what I learned in school today?
What, sweetie?
I learned how a prince married a prince and I can marry a princess.
Under California law, public schools instruct kids about marriage. Teaching children about gay marriage will happen here unless we pass Proposition 8. Yes on 8.
Robin Tyler and her spouse were the first lesbian couple to get married in California last June.
The Mormon Church put in $20 million and to make commercials that were total lies about teaching the gay lifestyle to children. And so this wasn't, it may have been the people of California, but who was behind the advertising and who was behind the illogical commercials and who's essentially behind this was the Christian right.
Exit polls show the crucial vote in the narrow win came from African American and Latino voters. So statistically, the people who came out in droves to vote for Barack Obama couldn't support same-sex marriage.
The statistic was 76% of African-American women voted against us, and of course that was because of the influence of the black church, because they keep talking about us as a lifestyle, and we're not. It's about our lives. And also, they don't want us to use the word civil rights movement, but we are a civil rights movement. We don't have any civil right on a federal level, not one, the gay community. And so I don't believe we voted for Obama, of course. We supported Obama, but we don't believe that that voting for discrimination is supporting our community. And so we were very disappointed in the African-American community using the same arguments against us was used against them in 1948.
The Reverend Frederick Price Jr. founded the Crenshaw Christian Center, one of the oldest and most prominent black megachurches in the country. He told NPR in the U.S. that he doesn't like comparisons with the gay community when it comes to fighting for equal rights.
I would need a justification or an explanation as to how that's equal, how that's the same scenario, because I don't see how sexual preference in regards to gender, how that equates with ethnicity and color of skin.
But the gay rights movement insists theirs is a civil rights struggle. Attorney Gloria Allred is among a number of lawyers in Los Angeles and San Francisco who have launched legal action, requesting the Supreme Court invalidate the amendment's approval, arguing it deprives gays of constitutional rights.
If Prop 8 had said that the California Constitution was amended to limit marriage to people of the same race only, would that be constitutional under our state constitution? Of course not.
State Attorney General Jerry Brown insists existing same-sex marriages remain valid, but many couples say it won't feel legal while a ban is in place and have vowed to keep up their protests and legal challenges until Proposition 8 is overturned.
Paula Kruger.